Hello and welcome to the Monday, March 24th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Got an interesting story today from our reader Simon, and I think it's a good example to share with your users how an individual user account can be used to put services for all users at risk. Now, we're not talking about anything fancy like a privilege escalation or such, but a simple spam incident. In this case, like, and I've seen this many times before, we did have a user account getting compromised and then used to deliver spam. Of course, this then resulted in the ISP or hosting company, actually probably better for that particular server, to raise a flag and the server being shut down temporarily until all of this was cleared up. I've talked to users in the past frequently about compromised accounts and such, and quite frequently there is a sort of little awareness of what may happen if a particular account gets compromised. Sometimes the attitude is, well, you know, it's I don't really care if my account gets compromised. But then it affected many users, and in some case an entire ISP, in particular if it's a smaller ISP. On the other hand, if you're running a server like this, it makes perfect sense to establish some threshold for individual users. For example, in this case there were 17,000 spam emails waiting to be delivered at the time the server was shut down. You should probably limit individual users' rate to send emails to something more reasonable, like maybe 100 or 200 emails per day. If they still do want to, for example, run a mailing list or something like this, then they probably are better off using some special software to manage this mailing list versus just using their personal email client. And we got an interesting story from Microsoft and how Microsoft tracked down an insider who leaked company secrets. Problem was, this particular insider, his name is Alex Kipkelo, if I pronounce the name correctly, did use Microsoft's free messaging and email service. As a result, Microsoft was able to access his emails and then use those emails and chat logs, in particular some very telling instant messenger exchanges, to prove that he was the individual who leaked these particular company secrets. Microsoft's Deputy General Counsel John Frank did publish a statement explaining the legal background a little bit and why Microsoft did not obtain a court order for this search. In his statement, he says that it, first of all, wouldn't really be possible for Microsoft to get a court order to search its own servers. However, the terms of service that Microsoft uses do explicitly prohibit any illegal exchange of intellectual property, and as such, Microsoft saw it had the opportunity and the right to search this particular individual's personal Microsoft accounts. It included email, instant messenger, and his SkyDrive account that he used to exchange some of the files. And researchers at Indiana University uncovered a pretty interesting flaw in the Android update process, and I wonder if other operating systems are affected by this as well. When you install an Android app, it will ask you what privileges you would like to have this particular app access to. The problem is that with a new version of Android, you typically get also new sets of privileges. Because Android doesn't really want you to prompt now for every single application that you have installed how to deal with these new privileges. Android tends to just carry over old privileges, whether or not they existed in the old operating system. As a result, an application could claim privileges that the user didn't intend to assign to this application. These researchers identified six specific vulnerabilities that are affected by this problem, but also came up with a scanner that will check your existing Android packages to make sure they don't tried to take advantage of this particular problem. And Google, long pushing for certificate transparency from certificate authority, is moving ahead now. And as of February 2015, so in about a year, Google Chrome will require that all certificate authorities that do issue extended validation certificates will participate in certificate transparency. Certificate transparency means that each certificate authority publishes a list of all certificates that they issued, which then of course can be used to detect if, for example, duplicate certificates have been issued from different certificate authorities. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.